And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. In 1889, Alexander McDougall of Duluth got the idea of a new type of ship with a rounded hull that could ply through the unpredictable and choppy waters of Lake Superior. It was especially suited for carrying heavy cargo like iron ore, and although the Minnesota city was his birthplace, McDougall decided to manufacture the boats in Superior. That's where the most endearing of the crafts calls its home today, now as a floating museum that's getting spiffed up and rehabbed for its 130th birthday celebration this Saturday, May 16th. Coordinating those efforts are Jess McCullough, Superior's Director of Museums, which also includes the Fairlawn and the Old Firehouse and Police Museum, and Museum Manager Jordan Stisch. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Jess and Jordan.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
So before we talk about visiting the boat and what to do when you get on it, and of course where, tell us if it's always there. Is it still a working boat, and can it haul taconite in case one of the ore boats needs some help?
Yes, the Meteor is always here. It is no longer a floating vessel. When the city of Superior bought the boat for a museum back in 1969, and it was eventually brought to Superior, they dug a channel into Barker's Island, and they floated the boat into it, and then filled that in with sand and backfill. So the boat is actually sitting on land. It's no longer seaworthy, so I wouldn't take it out if the need arose.
Let's go back to its design. What makes it special and innovative for its day, or maybe even our day? And despite the name, I assume no whales were involved in the manufacturing, or were there?
The whaleback design is one of the most unique maritime shipping designs that's ever really been created, especially in this modern era. It is called a whaleback because it sits really low in the water, especially when it's full of cargo. And the rounded hull of the ship resembles a whale breaching for air in the water. So whaleback ships sit very, very low in the water. If you look at photos of the Meteor when she was full of cargo in the middle of the Great Lakes, all you can really see are the smokestacks and the pilot house. The entire cargo hold and the hull are submerged under the water. So the reason that the Meteor is the last one in the world is because most of the whaleback ships were either scrapped or they sunk. We did see quite a bit of a problem, whaleback ships being run over by other ships because they were so low in the water and other ships could not see them. And so that's why a lot of the whaleback ships are at the bottom of the Great Lakes somewhere today. They have sunk or been run over.
I'm wondering if particularly the large ones, whitewater rafts aren't borrowing from that because they seem to be very low and, you know, they
right.
look similar. Yeah.
So the whaleback is one design out of many that was going on in the late 1800s. You know, this was the age of steam, and there were lots of different companies trying out kind of new designs, trying to determine what's the best, most efficient way of building a steam freighter like this. And as Jordan pointed out, you know, this wasn't an overly successful design. The Thomas Wilson, which is another whaleback that was built by the American Steel Barge Company, is actually on the bottom, not too far outside of the Duluth Canal.
So do we have underwater tours, or could we do that?
There are people who dive it. And in fact, you know, the Meteor herself was run aground or wrecked three different times. And it was the third time where she was due to be scrapped, and the city of Superior said, actually, this is significant to our community, and we would like to bring her home.
Well, that does lead to a question about its history and exploits. What are some of the meteors?
The Meteor went all over the Great Lakes region. We do have her logbooks, which is really cool. We've seen a lot of her routes. She stayed fully in fresh water, though. The furthest she went out was to the Buffalo, New York region, but she stayed in the Great Lakes and her channels for the majority of her life.
Yeah, she was involved in the war effort. That second wreck, she probably would have been scrapped at that time in the early 1940s. However, the demand was so great that she was sort of retrofitted for carrying oil.
And you said there were a couple of close calls. Some details on that?
There's one up on Isle Royale.
Well, everybody has a close call up there.
Yeah, that was in 1905. There was a snowstorm and she ran aground up on Isle Royale. That second one was in 1942. And that was off the coast of Manistique, Michigan.
So what does spiffing it up entail?
Sure. So the Meteor has come a very long way. She officially opened as a museum in the early 1970s. And when she was placed on Barker's Island, she was a ship. And so we've had to do quite a bit converting the cargo hold into exhibit space, adding lighting, kind of the bare bones of turning a ship into a building. As we prepare for her 130th birthday, we're just trying to give her a little bit of a refresh. We've done a lot of really amazing projects with welding and pouring some concrete and cement work to make sure that she looks her best. And we've had some really incredible volunteers helping us give her a fresh coat of paint on the inside. We've been getting the exhibit space ready to go with new exhibits. And maybe I'll let Jess share a little bit more, but we've been getting the SS Meteor's bar ready to be open as well, which is kind of a new feature. And we've been calling it Superior's best kept secret. But lots of really fun projects just to continue to make sure that the Meteor looks her best. We're sharing the history in the way that is the most appropriate and the most respectful to the long history of the folks who have worked on the ship and continue to restore the ship.
Well, I can't help noting that in Superior, bars are not quite a secret.
Right.
For more information, where can people go?
They can visit our website, which is superiorhistoricproperties.org.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Superior Director of Museums, Jess McCullough, and Museum Manager, Jordan Stitch. We've been talking about preparations for the SS Meteor's 130th birthday celebration on May 16th. Thank you for joining us, Jordan and Jess.
Thanks for having us.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.